Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Giving $700 billion to the wealthiest people in America does add $700 billion to the deficit. And the record and history shows it does not create jobs. I mention this because this is the context in which we bring up this tax cut for middle-income families in America today. And while some on the other side say this is not going to make a difference, it indeed makes a difference. There will be no tax bill for any situation unless there is a tax cut for middle-income people in our country.
Well, you'd have thought that her job still is to be Speaker of the House until the 1st of January. So Nancy Pelosi there making the case, at least her case, for the tax cuts and how they ought to apply just to middle-class Americans only. You're buying that? Middle-class. This is class warfare. Make no mistake about it. One side versus the other, and you lose. Pretty much the standard bill of fare politically. And that's what we'll talk about here is the tax cuts. The tax cut debate is number four on the countdown this week. The essence of what we've been hearing, nothing new. Can something get done? Proposals are in the hopper. Let's take a vote. Let's find consensus. The Republicans are steadfastly supporting an indefinite extension of all of the Bush-era tax cuts. Democrats, both on the House side and Senate side, have moved to limit the reductions in full only for families making $250,000 a year or less. We've heard the same stuff over and over and over again. The U.S. House passed a measure 234 to 188 to allow tax cuts instituted under President Bush to expire for American incomes above $250,000 annually. Most Democrats back the legislation. Republicans oppose it. So here we have the same damn gridlock. What's good for you? Is it different from one person to another? Of course it is. But under the circumstances, what are you influenced by? Who says what that makes a difference to you in this debate? The debate is sponsored by the First Amendment of the Constitution, as my friend Gene Byrne says on his program in San Francisco. And that's what talk radio, or at least issuing all of the conversational mediums, the spoken word formats aimed at helping people be entertained and informed. And so we're here to help you get under your belt everything you need to know about this discussion and perhaps move you in the next half hour or so to wanting to share your thoughts at 800-510-8255. Text line 646-926-DOUG. You can answer on Twitter.com as well. Help yourself to expression as we help ourselves to information on both sides of this, starting with House Speaker-designate John Boehner, who summed up the vote in two words.
Trying to catch my breath so I don't refer to this this maneuver going on today as chicken crap, all right? But this is nonsense, all right? The election was 1 month ago. We're 23 months from the next election, and the political games have already started trying to set up the next election. We had an honest conversation at the White House about the challenges that we face to get out of here and to take care of what the American people expect of us. And to roll this vote out today, it really is just, it's what you think I was going to say anyway. Today, the rules in Congress are rigged to make it easy to increase spending and almost impossible to cut spending. And one change that we're going to propose is implementing what we call cut bills. This rule says that if you intend to create a new program, you must also terminate or reduce spending on existing government programs of equal or greater size in the same bill.
Sounds like a pretty good bill to me, doesn't it? You're going to spend, you better cut. Chicken crap. I like that inference because it is. There's another four-letter word, of course, that you know that applies to it that I can't say on the radio for fear that the FCC would come and shut me down. Well, there's a lot of fear in all of this. Fear-based thinking, that's what politicians rely on, and it makes oftentimes for a great conversation, but where does it really get us? Well, that's the Republican side. Now let's go over to the other side with MSNBC host Keith Olbermann speaking with Congressman Anthony Weiner, who says that it's fairly obvious that the Republicans are not going to cooperate.
Have we become so jaded by political machinations, particularly those in the Senate, that a clear-cut up or down vote comes not just as a surprise, but is painted by Republicans as a stunt?
Well, not only that, and I know it's tough for Mr. Boehner to read the Constitution, but any tax bill has to be initiated by the House. You can't wait for someone else to do it. That's what we did today. And let's remember something for those of us whose memories have faded. The only reason why these tax cuts lapse at the end of the year is because that's the way the Republicans wrote the law. So all we're doing is taking this hand that we were dealt, giving tax cuts to 97% of Americans, and now every single Republican is on record being against it. You know, if this is the way they're going to govern, this whole idea is if you don't give me every single thing that I want, I'm not going to vote for anything. Nothing in the Republican House or Senate is going to get done. Let's face it, I also thought there should have been some change in this. I'd like to see maybe a little bit higher than $250,000 because I'm in a high-cost state. But if they think they're going to govern by simply saying it's our way or the highway, the president and Democrats are saying we're going to keep fighting for the things we believe in, which is fighting for the middle class and those that are struggling to make it there.
For policy reasons and indeed for political reasons, could this vote have been held before the election?
Well, perhaps it could have been. I think maybe we could have done this a while ago, but let's remember something. You know, despite the rhetoric coming out from Mr. Boehner, this is actually an area where I thought, and the Republicans frankly said, we all agreed. We might disagree about people over $250,000, but we all, I thought, agreed that anyone south, which is overwhelming numbers of your viewers, we agreed on this. So this idea that this is some kind of a stunt, this is called governing. The Republicans seem so unprepared for the responsibility that they now have, which is to sit down, negotiate, and govern, that when you have a simple up or down vote on a simple premise of tax cutting, even then they're all no.
Let me read you the statement from the White House and read it to our viewers as well. The president continues to believe that extending middle-class tax cuts is the most important thing we can do for our economy right now, and he applauds the House for passing a permanent extension. But because Republicans have made it clear that they won't pass a middle-class extension without also extending tax cuts for the wealthy, the president has asked Director Lew and Secretary Geithner to work with Congress to find a way forward. Is that a satisfactory statement in your opinion, or did it start well and kind of poop out at the end? Is there more leadership needed out of the White House on this?
I don't know, but it's kind of like saying, if you don't stop punching me in the nose in the next 2 hours, I'm going to be really upset. I mean, look, the fact is, I think the president needs to understand what many of us on Capitol Hill have known for quite some time now. The Republicans are simply going to vote no on just about every single thing. It's their only thing that unifies them, the fact that they're against everything. So even when you say tax cuts, I thought they were the party that liked tax cuts. They're unified as a no.
Okay. Every time I hear this guy, I want to puke. He's got the right name. I'm not sure it's pronounced Weiner or Weiner. Both are applicable. That's my own pejorative. You may agree 100% with what he has to say. What he said, well, the Republicans passed the Bush tax cuts. That's not, they proposed them, but the Democrats insisted for the Bush tax cuts to be limited. It was only because of that they couldn't get them being made permanent through the political machinations that need to be dealt with, because the Democrats have been playing this slice and dice game for a long time. This is what makes me and so many of you sick of politics, listening to jerks like this. You talk about chicken crap. This guy has got it all over. I'm hoping that somebody from that district that he's sort of listening right now will call 800-510-8255 to defend this guy. I've heard him three or four times, and every time he just makes me want to puke, frankly. Olbermann you can take with a grain of salt because he's a showman. But this other guy is, and there are Republicans, by the way, who are just as bad, who talk about things. I was interested in watching The View this week, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, talking about how the Republicans are handling the childhood obesity bill, and you know, it's certainly, when I was a Republican, I was happy to criticize if I thought the Republicans needed to be criticized, and Democrats who are thinking are happy or ought to be interested in looking around and seeing what their landscape they lost. The reason they lost is because their ideas are not settling with the middle class that they're so bent, according to listening to them anyway, to support. The middle class overwhelmingly voted the other way in the last election, you dummies. You didn't see that? It was in all the papers. Mr. Wiener took a shot at Boehner about reading the Constitution. Maybe Wiener ought to read the newspaper. 800-510-8255. Lots of people back and forth, and I'm always trying to be as fair as I can be here, but when I listen to that kind of garbage, it just brings out either the best or the worst in me. You decide. It's 17 and change after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Victor Ray, this is Scorpion 23, traveling west on MSR Vernon for Victor. 16 packs. Request MSR status. Over. Roger. Scorpion 23, all MSRs and AOR red past 24 hours. Three IEDs on MSR Vernon.
In war, there will always be casualties. And for our wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. American troops who suffer traumatic injuries need the support of every American. Join us and send your message of support to our wounded warriors and their families at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone.
A lot of you already want to be on the air, and that's a good sign that there'll be some good discussion here. 800-510-8255. Comments on Facebook as well. The whole business of tax cuts, how to pay for jobless benefits, the president's idea to freeze federal workers' pay, all of these things are part of dealing with where we have gone into the hole to the tune of trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. And so, in this circumstance, how do you pay for it? Are these things all just political chicanery? Are we playing a big game here, or are they playing a big game in Washington, and you're not the beneficiary, you're the victim? The Senate is voting on two Democratic options to extend some of these Bush-era tax cuts this weekend. Measures likely to fail, but they will certainly give us an idea about the ideological divisions between the parties. That's for sure. You're hearing that all over the place here. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Boniva.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
New ideas or old ideas, which do you think all of this discussion represents? I guess it depends on your own experience, right? We're reviewing the number 4-story, the tax cut debate this week on our countdown. And here to bring us up to speed from the Fox side of things, Greta Van Susteren speaking with Senator John Kyle. Kyle explaining why the middle-class tax cut bill is pretty much a waste of time.
All right, there's been some activity in the House of Representatives today. You've got a bill coming from the House over to the Senate about the extension of the middle-class tax cut. You like it?
What they did, they had to show that their members could vote to support what the president and the majority of the Democrats wanted to support, their so-called middle-class tax cuts.
Why do you say they had to? I mean, they didn't have to.
No, they didn't have to, but for political reasons, they have to demonstrate that they tried hard to get it done.
All right. Now, I tell you what makes Americans crazy, because Americans don't want, like, busy work for the House.
Right.
They don't want to see whether the House knows how to vote. They mm-hmm. really want some sort of product, and they know that that bill's going over to the Senate, and they know the Senate's not going to go along with it.
It's going nowhere. Exactly. If your question is, do they have to, the answer is, of course not. But if the question is, for political purposes, are they bound and determined to do it? Yes. But it gets worse. It comes here to the Senate, and everybody knows it's not going to pass the Senate either. But we have to have a vote in the Senate, too. In fact, not one, but two votes, just to show that it can't pass the Senate. Then they can get serious about negotiating.
So they gave the – so not only did they have sort of busy work, something they know it's not going to happen, but they send it over to give you a little practice on voting as well. In fact, you get to vote twice.
Practice voting. Right. But here's the irony of it. We went down to the White House a week ago and met with the president, and it was a good – conversation in which we all agreed that we would really get to the question of getting the tax issues resolved and ensure that we could fund the government for the remainder of the fiscal year so that we could do the first things that the government needs to do before Christmas and everybody goes home. The idea was we quickly sit down and begin negotiating. Well, I was part of the group that quickly sat down, but it became apparent very quickly there was no negotiation. Why? They had to do these votes first. Once they all fail, and everybody knows they will, then and only then will the Democratic negotiators be given the green light to begin to deal with this. So a week after we met at the White House, we all agreed with the president we needed to get to it, we finally get to it.
You guys wrote a letter saying, and all 42 Republicans signed it, saying, you know, you drew a line in the sand saying nothing's going to go anyplace. So
what we said is do this first, and then if you want to do any other business, like the START Treaty, or the DREAM Act, or the Don't Ask, Don't Tell bill, or a variety of other things that the majority leader had said that they want to do. If you want to do those things afterward, fine. But do these things first so that we know they're done. This is what the American people sent us back here to do, to fund the government and to ensure that our taxes aren't going to go up. We need to do those things first. And, yes, we did write a letter saying exactly that.
All right, so where are you coming down on this? 800-510-8255, the extended cuts, extended benefits, all these things. The leader of the Senate, Harry Reid, always impressive, had been set to schedule four votes on competing Republican and Democratic tax plans to renew some or all of the tax rates enacted under the former president. But the deal fell apart after at least one Republican objected, denying that they needed unanimous Senate consent. They said they were disappointed. The votes will underscore the two parties' differences. It's the same old yada, yada. Hello. Can these people not read newspapers? The problem is there's a decline in the number of newspapers. Maybe that's it. Hello, guys. The Republicans won because you guys have screwed it up. Apparently, the public doesn't really support what you are on your own supporting, just for whatever the purpose, just so you can have a fight, just so we can see the differences, just so you can campaign to get reelected in 2 years from now. How much foolish stuff is there here that we have to continue to expose ourselves to? A couple of radio talk show hosts up next with their thought on the tax cuts, and then your thoughts, most importantly, here on The Countdown.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Jim Newcomer from Minus Resources, December 2nd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,388.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,424.74, $712.37 for a half ounce, or $356.18 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,424.74, $712.37, or $356.18.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Yes, sirree. Yes, ma'am. Yes, we have the. Yes, we have some bananas. Yes, we have some conversation going about the back and forth, the economic impact of the tax cuts and whether the Republicans are right or the Democrats are right. We get two sides of the story now from the world of radio, because we put together radio and television in order the comments. We don't need the pictures to hear the words from television, and we know there are a lot of good, interesting people on all these pejorative television networks. Same thing on the radio with local host Mac and Gatos now. They feel, as I do, this is more politics, the usual yaya.
The House of Representatives passes a measure to keep lowered tax rates for individuals earning less than $250,000
right.
a year. Basically, what that means is it is a tax cut only for the middle class.
This is what we did not want. This is what we are, as Americans, sick and tired of.
Mm-hmm.
We're sick and tired of the shots across the bow. We're sick and tired of the partisanship. We're sick and tired of, well, we've got to send a message, and we'll do that through voting for something that just get stuff done.
Yeah, today the news is that the House okays an extension of tax cuts for some
right.
Americans.
Right.
Keep in mind, this isn't going anywhere.
Right.
Well, John Boehner, I think, said it perfectly. Now, has anyone been more outspoken about John Boehner than me? I think the guy's been a goofball for the last few years. But I think he was right here, and he used some cool words.
Trying to catch my breath so I don't refer to this this maneuver going on. Today as chicken crap, all right? But this is nonsense, all right? The election was 1 month ago. We're 23 months from the next election, and the political games have already started trying to set up the next election.
Well, this is what we said.
That's it.
Is what we said. Get stuff done.
Right.
Quit the politicking and quit screwing around with our time because, again, December 31st is when those tax cuts could go away,
All your taxes will go up.
Right.
And every single one of you, your paycheck will be less.
Right. So stop with the partisanship. Now, here's what I don't understand, though.
Chicken crap.
Yeah. I understand that growing up on a farm. I do understand what that is. If the Senate says there's no way this is going to pass.
It's not.
So does that mean if you make over $250,000 a year, you are screwed?
No.
Or is there going to be something at the end of the rainbow that all of them will be extended? Because, again, if they're going to be extended, now the question I want to know is, how long? Because if it's for a year, this isn't going to mean anything. Well, it's just to get them reelected. At least they can go back. People in the House who believe that, you know, people should have the tax cuts repealed or revoked, rolled back, they can go back to their constituents and said, hey, I tried to do the right thing. It's posturing. It's not getting anything done.
All right. That's, I think, pretty good overview. What do you think? 800-510-8255. I think you're going to hear a lot of chicken crap from Boehner. You'll have radio folks using that just as just a punctuation for a joke or who knows what. But the point here is that it is, as these two guys have said, politics as usual, and nothing is getting done. Like, these people don't have a clue as to what you have told them at the voting booth. 800-510-8255. Okay. Here is David Bowes on his radio program breaking down Nancy Pelosi's tax argument and what sort of conclusions he's come to.
Now, remember, this is an extension of the current tax rates. It's not even an additional tax cut. So how is it being framed?
Giving $700 billion to the wealthiest people in America does add $700 billion to the deficit. And the record and history shows it does not create jobs. It does not create jobs.
Now, I realize that Pelosi and the Democrats have promised that its unemployment benefits are the greatest multiplier. That's the best stimulus plan there is. Remember, that's what was said. It's the best because it goes straight out there and all kinds of jobs are going to be created. Well, you know, a couple years later, people are thinking, well, perhaps there's some other better way to do it. Note the flaw in worldview from the beginning.
Giving $700 billion to the wealthiest people in America does add $700 billion to the deficit.
Who's giving money to these people? Who's giving money to the wealthy in this circumstance? I mean, remember, the objective here is to keep tax rates the same. So how is this giving money to the wealthy? Unless you come from a worldview that suggests that money first belongs to the state, then you earn it, and then the state lets you decides how much you should keep of your money. Because we're not giving them anything.
Giving $700 billion to the wealthiest people in America does add $700 billion to the deficit.
No. No, because we're not giving them the money. If you were giving them money and government was spending on something, that might add to it. But not collecting the money to begin with, while it might change revenues, the thing that adds to the deficit is spending. It's not letting people keep their own money. It's spending because nobody has given them anything. Government has taken from them. And in this case, government hasn't even taken from them because the whole point of this exercise is to say, okay, we're in the midst of a very difficult recession here. People have uncertainty trying to plan for the next year. Nobody's sure what their paychecks are going to look like or what their payroll is going to be and all this kind of thing. And so instead of getting on the ball, we have Nancy Pelosi worried that somewhere out there, government isn't going to be able to start collecting more money from people. It's not about giving money back. It's about taking more money, which is really what she's about.
I think, once again, we've heard some pretty good rational thinking on this. But again, it depends on where you're coming from. Don't want to gang up on one side. Want to hear from everybody. That's why you're encouraged now to call us at 800-510-8255. Clay Cohut, the director of social media at the website, will be looking around and is now, in fact, looking for points of view on Twitter, Facebook that may not be in the mainstream or may be. I'm hearing mostly people, at least on the radio and television, focused on what the Democrats don't seem to get about the results of the election. Putting that aside, fair and balanced really is what we're searching for here, and we don't use it just as a tagline. 800-510-8255. So the votes will be taken this weekend. Tax relief for lower middle income Americans. Mitch McConnell accuses the Democrats of staging a meaningless political show vote. It's time to get serious, they all say. Every day spent on political shows. Another day, Democrats won't be able to debate items that ought to be passed. The House has done what I said earlier. We all figured they would do, and that's stick to the party line. And so we go round and round. Don't you? I'm just tired of this stuff. it is time for some kind of a revolution. And this is just more proof that we are here on one side and they are there on another side with their roadblock mentality. It's just incredible these people are that dull. 800-510-8255. No dullness allowed. Calls coming up in a moment here about the tax cut ideas on the countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The holidays are no doubt fun, but exhausting. The grind of it all can leave us focused on everyone but ourselves. Make your well-being a priority this holiday season and put Nature's Youth at the top of your Christmas list. Nature's Youth creates natural supplements that enhance your ability to defy aging, empowering you to feel younger, healthier, happier, and more fulfilled. What better time to feel more fulfilled than the holidays? And how convenient that most of their more than 100 products fit perfectly in a stocking. Like a box of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And guess what? Place any order, anything between now and January 1st, get $5 off that order and get a free bottle of Pro GHR spray. I mean, it is the holidays. Take advantage of the special holiday savings. $5 off any order, plus a free bottle of Pro GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923, or log on to naturesyouth.com.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
800-510-8255. At 15 before the hour, we move away from the hosts and get to you. You can be a co-host for a while. David in Lynchburg, Virginia, with a thought on these extended tax cuts. David, let's hear from you.
Doug, I appreciate you in providing this forum for us, because obviously the politicians in Washington are not listening. It doesn't matter if you vote or do anything else or phone them. They just don't seem to get it.
Well, they sure didn't get it with Senate 510. That's a perfect example of them not getting it at all.
Yes. I think that the tax cut should be raised to about $1 million. I was a businessman before, and I became unemployed due to the recession. However, you know, so now I'm working for somebody else, which is all fine and dandy. But most of these politicians make more than $250,000. So does that mean that they're voting for a tax cut for themselves? because they're obviously they were getting paid way too much.
Well, there's a hadn't thought about it that way, but that's an interesting way. Let's put that in the thought bank and knock it around in our heads. Thank you for the suggestion and the idea and the thought. Bill, next in Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM. Hi.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
All right, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just driving along listening to your show, and I appreciate everything you do and say and letting people get their voice out. And, you know, that's something we don't need to take for granted, because I got a feeling one of these days we might express our opinion.
Well, there are some people that would like to curtail that. They're a small group of people, but they're vocal and strong, so you have to be aware of it.
I think this tax cut is just one more objective in this administration getting their objectives through one way or another. And I go back from a long line of Democrats, all the way back to my great-great-grandfather. But I have denounced the Democratic Party this year. I cannot stand to see our country being done the way it is.
Well, it's both sides, though, in fairness, Bill. I've been a Republican, and I felt the same way. I've been a Republican all my life, and after what went on in the last go-around, I just said, you know, with the Tom DeLays and the crookedness and how they handled the man who is the chairman of the Ethics Committee, the Republican on the Ethics Committee, got run out of Washington because he and the other members of the Ethics Committee found that Tom DeLay was a crook. And Tom DeLay, you'll remember, was found to be a crook, just like Charlie Rangel is a crook. There are crooks on both sides. And for his trouble, he was sent packing after having been in the Congress for 24 years, one of the most respected members in our lifetime. So I was disgusted with that. And these guys like Boehner and the operatives that push people around now to get to where they are responsible for it. They make me sick. So you have the same problem with the Democrats. We all have seemingly, or most of us, the same problem. Look at the results of the voting. And yet these people still continue to do what they are told by us, their bosses, not to do. It's uncanny that they have this much balsam, they have this much starch, and they continue to do these things that in so many different ways we've said, stop it.
Well, I agree with that 100%. And, you know, I'm not a political type fellow. I've never ran for offices and things, but I think I would take note of what.
Well, maybe that's the problem, Bill. Maybe that's what you ought to be doing. Maybe you ought to be running for office. Maybe you ought to be out there going to city council meetings. And when there are any local gatherings, you can have something sane and intelligent to say and say it. Take action, work things up, especially if you have the time to do it. That's my advice to you. Let me move on. Thanks for the call. 800-510-TALK. Here is, I think Nancy is next up. No, Rick, I'm sorry. Rick, go ahead, sir.
Nancy Pelosi is definitely the gift that keeps on giving. But aside from that, I think a quick comment on the whole subject is that I think the Republicans have lost the language of the debate for quite some time. It's not really about taxing the rich. Income taxes don't tax the rich. They tax the creation of wealth. And there's an enormous difference between the two. I mean, truly wealthy people don't pay a lot of income taxes. They tend to pay other taxes, such as capital gains. And if there's a way to take the debate back to get people to understand that they're taxing the creation of wealth, and it doesn't mean if you have that kind of income that you're truly wealthy, and you're striving to have a better life and potentially hire people or run a business or what have you, I think they have a better chance of framing the debate. The way it is right now, it's just rich versus middle class, and that's not a good place to be.
So the Republicans gave the Democrats sort of kick in the pants in November. Hello, where are the results of that? You want to see those results, don't you? 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
15%.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with our final quatrain, as somebody used that term once to refer to a specific amount of time. Our time is limited, so let's get to your calls, your comments. Clay Kohut, who's the director of social media, has some comments that you have posted on Twitter and Facebook, and they are as follows. Clay?
User Wary2 says, Dear President Obama, extension of all Bush tax cuts for 2 to 3 years in exchange for unemployment extension is a bad deal and unacceptable. User Pete Kimmo says, how rich? That 168 House Republicans did exactly what they said they wouldn't, voting against extending tax cuts. Only 3 GOPers voted yeah. And then SwagSoSick24 says, I'd be more than happy to give tax cuts to the GOP and millionaires and billionaires. And this is the last one I got, Doug. It's Down Rider who says, it's sad to see the poor of the USA voting for the benefit of the rich. Amazing confusion and stupidity. Tax cuts now for the richest 2%.
There we go. Some of your comments on Twitter and Facebook. 800-510-8255. You're checking also our text line, Clay, 646-926-DOUG, for timely comments as well on this issue. John, listening in Two Gun, Arizona. Where the heck is that?
That's in the desert there.
In the desert. All right.
Yeah.
So your view on whether or not to cut the taxes for everybody or not, what do you think?
Well, I think that for the middle class, definitely you need to cut the taxes off for them.
Yeah.
But as far as like, you know, the wealthy, you know, I disagree. I think that it shouldn't be cut. They can afford it. It's not going to hurt them, you know. And I just want to say, you know, this is the first time I'm hearing your program. You're fair. You know, it's both sides. They need to work together. They need to find a solution.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, the president did say it's not going to be easy. There's going to be decisions made, you know, and he's not going to know. He doesn't know everything, but what president does.
Right. All right, sir. Good to hear your call. Thank you for listening. Next up, Alan in Seattle, Washington, with a focus on the government.
Nancy Pelosi personifies the mentality of the government on the left, you know, the left side of the government. They have this mentality that every penny that circulates in the United States belongs to the government, and that once they're satisfied that we earned it, they're going to dictate how much we get to keep or how much we get. And that's, you know, that's exactly why she is no longer going to be holding the position that she holds, is because she doesn't, you know, they don't get it that that's We are the people. It is our money. We're the ones who move this country forward. You know, if I may, let me kind of go beyond that. I own three separate companies to prove this point. Unemployment does not stimulate the economy. Tax cuts do. We're hiring. We're trying to hire. And every time we try to get a candidate to come in to take a job, we get the excuse of, well, you know, I want to wait till my unemployment runs out. Can I call you after that happens?
Yeah. Too much control. You're right about that. Everybody's waking up to the fact there's too much government control on your money. Here's Jay listening in Colorado. Go ahead with your thoughts, Jay.
I'd like to make a point. Let's say you have a $10 million farm in Iowa, and you're facing $2 or $3 million worth of taxes. What do you do? Well, you're going to sell part of it, or what do you do? I don't think the government should decide whether a family, for instance, can retain their assets that they work for. And I think this is one of the things. I guess my point is that I would not be so hard on this 36 to 35 to 39 or 30. But what I would do if I was a member of Congress is I would lobby for a permanent no inheritance tax. And if you do that and you've got a 10, 15, $20 million business and you've got 2, 3, 4 kids and you need to enlarge that business, right? And you can say, hey, I don't have any inheritance to pay and I've got some equity. Let's go to the bank. Hopefully they'll give you money and enlarge the business.
Man, I'll tell you some music to my ears. These damn death taxes are awful. Man, oh man, are they terrible. Frank, we have time for your call from Arkansas, please.
What I would like to see is before you talk about expanding taxes or raising taxes, I'd like to see Congress at least introduce or try to do something about the all the people collecting disability and stuff that shouldn't be, all the fraud in Medicare, Medicaid, and it's a huge, huge part of our budget. It is Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, and there's so much fraud. And I don't see any bills even initiated in Congress to try to address that.
All right. That's it. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'd like to acknowledge the following sources for the production of the program today. The folks at Fox, MSNBC, CNN, C-SPAN, ABC, Tommy Tucker Show, David Bowes, Mac and Gatos, and...